Thomas and Taylor was often the place where people went for boots. There were 21 shillings, special heavily made boots, you see.
Fantastic.
And they were quite heavy, and I can remember having that type of boot as a young man, and it was only because I was a young man, because I wore them. But I had a friend who was called Reggie Dams, who was a personality. He had a boot repairing shop in Totley.
Yeah.
And during about 1944-45, he used to repair all the Ramblers boots. They all used to go to him. And we always used to have what was known as clinkers in the side.
Okay.
Or tricunis, this is the name.
What
and these are sort of special nails which go around the side of there and protect it.
Okay.
And before climbing became very technical as it is today, they used to climb in and those sort of things, but they stopped it because it was damaging the rocks.
Yeah.
So they wanted rubber or something like that. So, but those boots used to have tricunis and nails in the sole, and you can imagine the weight of them, you know, before you set out. About 1944 or 45, I think, this man, Reg Dam, came with us on a walk, and he was very excited, and he said, there's a new type of sole bean, rubber sole bean, invented, called a Vibram sole, and it's still used today, 60 years later. But it was an innovation in those days, and it completely changed the way we had boots. After this Vibram sole came in, nobody had nails anymore. They just had Vibram soles.
So much lighter.
Much lighter, and very much better for gripping, apart from on wet limestone, which is nothing can grip on that. That's a mountain goat. So that was that.